Welcome to Life Coach You, your personal life coach certification school, and your place to become wealthy coaching others. In this powerful podcast, you'll learn the skills, the mindset, and the marketing secrets of top coaches and consultants. Brought to you by Master Coach and Trainer Wayne Sutton from LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Be sure to subscribe and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here. Thanks for jumping on board another episode of Life Coach You. If you are not at $10,000 per month as a life coach, then run over to our website, Go Full-Time Coaching. Get our book, watch our podcast, or listen to our podcast, and grab a hold of our webinar. We're going to show you how to get to $10,000 a month in the next 90 days using a proven, innovative blueprint that has worked over and over and over. Now, today, I want to talk about the power of words. You know, when you're coaching people or when you're talking to people about becoming their coach, you're trying to influence them to come on board with you, or they're on board with you and you have to influence them to bring transformation. There's a couple of words. In fact, there's a lot of words we're going to cover over the next few episodes. But one I want to talk about today is a simple word called imagine. Imagine. Now, why is that word so powerful? I've actually, in my book that I'm writing, I've actually called it the instant one-word hypnotic induction. Now, if you think, oh, they're going to fall in the trance and do everything I tell them to do. No, but it will. It does do something. If you learn how to use the word properly, pause, and then tell them, I want you to simply imagine. Or you can just say, imagine. Imagine is a wonderful day at the office. And you realize that you automatically know exactly what to say with every client that comes in, every client on the phone. And your words flow with persuasion, transformation, and everyone you talk to comes on as a client. How would that feel? Okay, listen to me now. Imagine that successful day. So what the word imagine does is it sends the subconscious mind over into the creative hemisphere of the brain. Literally, if I were to say to you, even as you're listening to this podcast, if I were to say to you, I want you to imagine a red, crispy apple. And even as you can hear someone crunching into it, you know, it's those crisp apples, that crack of the apple. And you can almost feel, you can imagine literally the apple, the juice from the apple running down your lip. Listen to me, guys. There's no way you didn't see that image. It's like saying, I want you to imagine a pink elephant walking in front of you with a blue cowboy hat on top. You have to see it, because when you tell someone to imagine, they automatically, it forces the subconscious mind into the right creative atmosphere. And it's easily understood by the conscious mind as a creative possibility. And there's little threat to this because the imagination doesn't have to be logical. From a childhood, we're taught about Santa Claus, and we're taught all these stories of fairy tales, and you know, Disney movies have us imagining everything. Once upon a time. So imagine easily, and not just bypass the critical and judgmental parts of our logical mind. They actually easily bypass it. Go right into the mind. So you can tell somebody, I want you to imagine what it would be like 6 months, 12 months from now, working with me. You can see that in whatever your benefit you're trying to bring them, you can see that. Tell them you can see that. They begin to see it. Imagine what your life will be like when you have, and you tell them whatever their desire changes. I want you to imagine what your life will be like when you've lost 40 pounds. I want you to imagine what your life will be like when you double your income using our proven strategies. And when you tell somebody to imagine, it's simply they have to go in and paint that mental image. Now, this isn't for me to teach on a podcast, but once you've initiated that and they've got that mental image, there are some things you can do at that second, that moment, to literally unconsciously link that creative hemisphere of their brain, the positive emotions, and you link it directly to your product, your service, your coaching business. Now, more of that will be discussed later. But today I just want to give you the understanding of the word imagine. Storytelling Everything about stories is built on the word, one word, imagination. Wouldn't you agree? Okay, so let's jump in a little deeper tomorrow, a little deeper the next day, and a lot deeper the next day. So be sure to follow us here. If you're listening to us on iTunes, hit the subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating. Greatly appreciate it. If you're on Podbean, you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, wherever it is, subscribe, follow us, hit the share button, and make sure you run over to lifecoachlifestyle.com. Put in your name and email address, grab our book, get our webinar, and I look forward to helping you. I'm Wayne Sutton. Make it a great day.
Thank you for joining us. Subscribe to our show and be sure to pick up your free book, Life Coach You, How to Become a Certified Life Coach and Get Wealth Helping Others at lifecoachlifestyle.com.